Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Goldie again. I'm happy to have some callers today. I am sorry about yesterday. I had to cancel the show because there were not enough callers to pull up 30 minutes, and I didn't really have anything prepared to discuss the other day. So usually I get several callers, but lately that hasn't been the case. I do have a caller today, so that's good. Today is discussion on shamanism plus psychic reading, and I will be reading a little bit from the book Be Your Own Shaman by Deborah King, and I'm also offering free psychic card readings. And since the theme is shamanic today, the reading will be to tell you who one of your totems are. Please call in, and this should be fun. Okay, so the first caller is calling from the 617 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
Hi, Goldie. Is Goldie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Can I ask any question?
Sure, you can.
Okay. My question is in regards to a friend that, well, I thought a friend, that I actually had to kind of draw the line in the sand and actually kind of close the door on what I thought was a friendship. Do you see this mending, or it's totally over?
Your friendship?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my name is Annette, by the way. Sorry about that.
I feel like this, like it's over. But I do feel that this will give you more freedom in your life without this person in the way.
I don't understand what happened, why it went sour.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. Just conflicting energies.
That makes sense.
But
that makes sense.
It's all I got was the word conflict, which you know, I suppose is kind of obvious. But do you guys butt heads a lot?
Actually, we don't. Not that I'm aware of. We've never had words. We've never had words.
You can still have conflict with somebody even if you're not speaking it or, you know, doing it out loud. Or
right.
There, it can still be there.
Right. That's true. That's very true. That's very true. Yeah. I think I have to be honest with myself. I don't think I really liked him. I know it's terrible to say. But I don't think I really liked him.
And that's okay, you know? That's okay. Don't feel guilty about it.
I do, to some degree, I do. I feel guilty, and I wanted to somehow really talk myself into liking this person.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have others in your life that you can lean on?
Yeah, I really didn't lean on him. I didn't lean on him. I didn't really really open up and share a lot with him. I felt that I was the one that was always giving him support, you know, telling him what a great person he was, and just always, you know, if I don't hear from him, just check in, hey, how you doing? I felt like I was always the one doing that, and I felt like he was the one that was always coming forth and kind of dumping his crap on me. But I never shared with him. I never shared with him.
Well, it's usually just one-sided then. And,
Yeah.
Not healthy.
No, it wasn't healthy for me.
If you can't open up.
Yeah. I couldn't, because I felt like I couldn't trust him. I just felt like I couldn't trust him. I mean, it's like, you know, why are we having this type of friendship if you have a girlfriend?
Hmm.
You know, and that
I think it's the best that you guys aren't talking.
Yeah. I know he's mad about it. Can you see if he's mad, if he's angry?
I think he's more just kind of wondering what happened. Like, well, it's going well, and then all of a sudden things change, like, kind of, like, wondering what happened. I'm not picking up, like, intense anger or anything. I think it's more hurt than anything.
Oh, he's more hurt.
Yeah, and a little confused.
And that's where my guilt comes in. That's when my guilt comes in.
Did you ever explain anything? Or just cut him off?
I just explained to him that I wasn't feeling comfortable. I wasn't feeling comfortable with our relationship. I wasn't feeling comfortable. There was no communication, and there just wasn't. And I just didn't feel comfortable. I felt like I was walking on eggshells. And I just didn't feel comfortable.
Did you explain that to him, like why you didn't feel comfortable?
Yeah. I didn't feel that, you know, it was like, I always feel like I'm somehow like, an afterthought, you know, in regards to dinner. You know, I gave him an invitation. Oh, I had an open invitation in September. We see each other on a daily basis, and there was just no communication whatsoever. Or even if it was just something where it was like, hey, you know what, I got your message, and you know, a lot of things are going on, but it was like out of the blue. It's like, okay, Tuesday dinner, check your calendar. And that was last week, and I'm like, I've already made plans. I can't do it. In December, these are the days that I have available in December. And nothing.
Well, he's obviously you know, quite selfish and wrapped up in himself. So
yeah.
I think by walking away, like I said, that was, that will give you more freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the card I pulled for you, was the freedom card.
Yeah. And that's, it's interesting because that's why he's, it's like he's not aware of his behavior.
Yeah, I don't think he's the type that really takes responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always, you know, I was the one that responsible. Hey, how you doing? You know, I noticed that you look a little down today. Is everything okay? I was always the one that was reaching out. Always the one.
Yeah, and that's never helping because it's not balanced. If you feel like you're putting in all the effort, and
I do.
Then it's just not worth it. You know,
yeah.
My best friend, I had a best friend that she decided one day that it was too hard to be my friend, and she wouldn't make plans, and
yeah.
It was like always me trying to make stuff happen, so I finally had to walk away.
And that's how I feel. I feel like I'm not sharing with this person. I'm not opening up, and I had to really ask myself, why am I not opening up to this person?
Well, because you know deep down that person can't be trusted. You know intuitively. I knew somebody like that I opened up to a certain degree, but not as much as I really wanted to, because I knew that I couldn't trust the person. You just know intuitively.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that, and then there was something inside of me. It's like I'm trying to like him. Not that I disliked him, but there were certain things that to me was a deal breaker. You know, like I'm trying to like this person. Why am I trying to find something? I mean, he wasn't a bad guy. He's not a bad guy, but it's not like I need my hands held. It's not like that. It's just that he goes from hot to cold, and it just throws me off. So I feel bad that he's hurt and confused. But you know, it's like I gave him a story to punctuate. That was over 2 months ago. Never an email saying, hey, I received it. You know what? I'll get around to it. I'm really busy. I got some things. Just let me know. I even asked, you know, do you have time for this? I mean, do you want to do this? Oh, yeah, I'll do it. And nothing. I'm like, gosh, what if I had a deadline? That was the kind of, like, how can I say? I don't want to sound selfish, but that was the kind of back burner. And that hurt me. Honestly, that hurt me.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that. I think it's just probably time to walk away.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Because it's been a while, I'm going to put you on hold now.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle, if you want.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. There is only 14 minutes left for the show. I just want to share a little bit from the book by Deborah King. I skipped over some... because, you know, I'm not going to read the whole book here, but this is addressing energy medicine again. And she says, the book's called Be Your Own Shaman by Deborah King. And page 13, the bottom paragraph, it says, Because energy medicine can address root causes, it can help emotions you may not even realize you have. Often these feelings stem from childhood experiences that are, thank goodness, repressed. It's important to know that it isn't essential to recall anything that was repressed. Indeed, it's not safe to try to remember. All that's necessary to heal from something that happened to you, no matter how long ago it was, is to deal with what you're feeling today. If you currently are struggling with health issues, energy healing helps you focus on the underlying emotions and clear them. Energy medicine balances your energy and removes blockages, which then allows standard medical practices like chemotherapy. And conversely, as we saw in the example of Carol, it can also remove the chemicals from the body after they have done their work, thus reducing the body's toxic load. I've seen many people fail through chemo with no side effects because they receive energy medicine treatments at the same time. Advocates on either side of the dispute between traditional and alternative medicine often wholly discount each other's value. It has been my experience that by the time a problem has festered to the point that a disease is diagnosed, an aggressive and collaborative effort is needed to ensure healing. All hands on deck may be required to remove the illness. A surgeon, oncologist if necessary, a medical specialist to offer treatment options, an acupuncturist to help maintain balance, a nutritionist to build strength, and a practitioner of energy medicine to address core issues so that the disease is cured at the root and won't return. When working to heal serious illnesses, it is imperative to treat the cause of the problem, not merely the symptoms. Any work that is directed toward healing our wounded minds and spirits allows our bodies to open up and receive the benefits of conventional medicine. With energy medicine, we create clearer energy flow, which strengthens the body. With a stronger body, we achieve an even greater energy flow, and thus a more balanced spirit and mind. It becomes a positive cycle of healing. And I just wanted to note that I do offer Reiki. It's something that I am intervene here and stop reading for a minute. I do offer Reiki to heal at an energetic level, and it's my own unique form of Reiki, an intuitive form of Reiki. And I find it to be very effective. I certainly don't discredit modern medicine, but I think that modern medicine modern medicine and the ancient medicine, like energy healing, shamanic healing, they both have their places, and both can be quite effective. And for me personally, I combine the two to help assist in my own healing. Okay, let's see. I wanna try an exercise here to expand your consciousness. This is also from the book, and I'm going to read it to you. It's on page 20. Exercise your consciousness as a computer. Imagine for a moment that your consciousness is a computer similar to the one on your desk. Day to day, this machine performs millions of tasks per second, just as your brain does. Now consider that out there in the great unified field of all knowledge, which for this metaphor I'll call the World Wide Web, are all of the bits and bytes of information you could ever need or want to gather. This means anything and everything, from whether that guy or gal is the right one for you to the highest list, and it all exists in complete accuracy on this infinite World Wide Web. How does your computer access the web? First, it must connect either through Ethernet or wirelessly, and then it must expand its reach, which it does through a search engine. Meditation would be your device for these tasks. Practices such as meditation and prayer take you beyond the database of your ordinary senses and memories, so you can search for the advanced knowledge and guidance you seek. Your expanded consciousness gives you the ability to connect and search beyond the rational workings of your hard drive mind. When you access the vast scope of cyberspace, you receive messages from the universe that you need to hear for your continued growth and evolution. The more expanded your consciousness, the greater your ability to access and see beyond this physical plane, beyond the ordinary nuts and bolts of life, and the more valid the information will be that you'll get from yourself and ultimately for others. So, to begin tapping into the unified field and obtaining answers to your questions, try utilizing the following process. So here it is. Number one, take a moment now to begin thinking about a few of the questions you have for the unified field. Write down these questions and state your intent to receive the answers. And as you continue reading through the book, well, I suggest get the book. Again, it's Be Your Own Shaman by Deborah King. As you continue reading through the book, exploring the various pathways and clues it offers, make notes of any relevant insights you receive that begin to answer your questions. So I suggest doing that, checking out the book. But you can also start, you know, just by writing down the questions, stating your intent, answers. That right there is powerful. You can bring, you know, if you're, as long as you remain open, the answers will come to you. The trick is to not second guess yourself and to trust your own intuition in the process. Okay, there is one more caller, so I am going to take that caller before the show ends. There's 6 minutes left.
I said goodbye to Alan.
Hello?
Hello?
We already did your reading. Right?
The problem was that nothing was happening.
Oh, I think I already gave you your reading, right?
Right, and that's how I felt. It was like, and I just felt like this. If somebody cared for you, yeah, and he wasn't proactive.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute because I think I already gave you your reading.
So I'm like, you know what?
Okay, if there are any more callers or any listeners out there, I suggest that you call into the show now because there's only about 5 minutes left. Okay, and if you want to book a private session with me, I do life coaching, hypnosis, psychic card readings, spell casting, and Reiki. You can check out my new website. It's www.christianashealinghands.com. Christiana is spelled Christiana, dianashealinghands.com. And fill out the contact form and let me know what kind of a session you're looking for, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Since there are no more callers and I've already shared some from the book and the exercise with you, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you all for calling. Thank you for those of you that are listening and listening to the podcast as well. Take care. Have a great evening and blessed week.